Lots of you want to talk about cycling and the cycle paths in Hereford today. With millions of pounds, which was due to be spent revamping parts of the city centre in Hereford, being used now to create more cycle paths instead. The council have done a bit of a U-turn here. The plans to spend £2.9 million on Broad Street and King Street is now going to be spent on a new cycle bridge between the east of the city and Rotherwas, and providing better bike access along Whitecross Road, Kingsacre Road and St Owen Street. Local businesses are delighted. It means they're not going to face 18 months of disruption outside their shops in obviously tough economic times. But a big change for the future of the city, possibly, with the council investing in pedal power instead of looking towards the roads. Nicola Goodwin is in Hereford for us this morning, Nick.
At one of the busiest junctions in front of us, we've got the cathedral, we've got people being dropped off for school, we've got lorries unloading. That's if we look to the left, we've got four-wheeled transport coming round, and if we turn to the right, we have got the two-wheeled transport coming round. We've got the cycle paths, the cycle racks, the people coming in by foot, and the people coming in by bike. It's very, very busy. Councillor Graham Powell's with me this morning. £2.9 million, Graham. Is it all going to be now spent on cycle networks?
What we're going to do is we have a project called Destination Hereford, and we've secured all of the funding. We're not losing any funding. What we're going to look at now is how we redistribute the money across the project. A lot of it will be spent on cycleways.
So fair to say millions being spent on the cycleways?
It'll be a lot of money, yes.
When is it going to happen? That's what people want to know. Coming in on their bikes this morning, we've had loads of people stopping. We've even seen a three-year-old on a bike. They want to know when these cycle routes will be up and running.
Well, as soon as possible. Certainly Connect 2, which we committed to a long time ago, that'll be up and running or biking by the summer. There are quite a few that are in the pipeline that we can now bring forward because of this money. I'm really hopeful that it's going to be sooner rather than later. I expect we'll be on our bikes soon, early in the new year.
Howard, one thing that must be said this morning, Graham came in on his bike. Not the whole way. What he did was he drove some of the way, because to be fair to him, he lives 20-odd miles from the city. Drove some of the way and then came in by bike. And that's another idea. I know you're a cyclist as well. I'm sure you're quite excited about this.
Well, I think it's great news, actually, that cycling is going to be more, shall we say, pushed up the agenda. But in fairness, Graham, maybe Hereford's just behind the game here. Worcester, decent cycle network along the river. Cheltenham particularly as well, great cycle route for commuters. Just been a bit slow on the uptake then, Herefordshire.
Well, I'm afraid you're off the mark there, Howard. If you bring your bike over early one morning, I'll take you down the Great Western Way. I'll take you around Shaw's Way. We can go around the river. I've just given Nicola one of our cycle maps, and she's promised me that she's going to spend more time on a bike. We've got a fantastic bikeway. 10% of the people who travel to work in Hereford City go on their bikes, and I think Nicola and I have seen most of them this morning. Every day, if I can just tell you this, Howard, we have 10,000 people in Hereford who take journeys of less than 5 kilometres in cars every morning. If I get 20% of those on their bike, we really will be doing well.
That would be a success story, wouldn't it? And obviously the revamping of Broad Street, is it going to happen at some stage in the future?
Well, we're not wasting the money. When times are better, when it makes more economic sense, we'll certainly look at it again. But in these economic climes, this wasn't the right thing to do. And actually, it wasn't just the traders. Herrick Civic Society, the schools. I had so many people telling me there are better things, better priorities. It just makes common sense, really.